Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Lennox Cornwall is here. Lennox is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's now a small business owner just like you and me, but once upon a time, he was a corporate banker in another country, all the way across the pond in Great Britain. He was a consultant before that. He's the author of Embrace Failure, Your Key to Success. And he's our good friend, Lennox Cornwall. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I hope you're not going to hold it against me, having been a corporate banker for so many years.
Well, it's now been, 10 years since you did that?
Probably a little more, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's good, more. Because we do have a window, beyond which you have to. If you were like 7 or 8 years, we would have probably made you stay away for a little bit longer. That's kind of a cleansing effect. the rest of the world has a kind of a cleansing effect on you. What do you think?
I'll take that. I'll take it, definitely.
So I have to say, I'm raising my hand here. I've made my share of mistakes. And a family member of mine came to me one time a few years ago and was asking my advice about business. And I could tell he wasn't listening to me very well. And I yelled at him and I said, hey, you need to pay attention. These are mistakes that I'm telling you about that I've made. I'm still making payments on mine. So you need to listen to this. So I've made my share of mistakes and recovered from most of them. What do you think?
Well, the recovery part's a good thing. And, you know, you've absolutely, as normal, hit the nail on the head. The first step in terms of recovering from a mistake is to know where we are. And to know where we are, we have to admit that we've made a mistake. That's part A of step one. And once we've actually admitted it, we then need to know where we are other than that. And I'm not talking geographically, obviously. I'm really talking about things like emotional and psychological scars, damage. If it's geographically, we've got a GPS for that, but we don't have a GPS for the emotional and the psychological stuff. Too many people, Jim, remain in denial about the emotional and the psychological scars from making a mistake. But what I do know, people that I've worked with, the successful ones, they basically look in the mirror as long as they need to, dust themselves down quickly, and then start to take action, having learned from the mistake and moving on. So
one of the things that I try to do as far as check, when I think about what your point here about know where you are, is I want to know if the mistake I made was avoidable, meaning it wasn't a bad idea, I just went about it the wrong way, or was it a hot stove I don't need to touch again? You know what I mean? If I touched a hot stove, if that stove's always going to be hot, I don't need to go back there.
You definitely don't need to go back there. And so I'm going to, if I can, Jim, deal with steps two and three simultaneously.
All right.
Because you've absolutely, again, gone to a place where we need to go. So step two would be learn what you need to from that mistake. And there are four things that I like to identify when I'm actually coaching somebody or working with a business. Is it a process? Is it a system? Is it human error? And if it is human error, the fourth part of this is it your error or somebody else's error?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the point here, Jim, is not to get into a witch hunt, looking for scapegoats, sacrificial lambs, or anything like that. We're only interested in solutions. So the solution, if there is one, lies in there somewhere. And then step three plays into what you just talked about. So step three would be, what, if anything, could you have done to prevent the mistake? And the answer to that question is absolutely going to be somewhere in that step two process. So is it a process? Is it a system? Is it human error? And if it is human error, is it your error? That's where the mistake is going to lie.
And so many people have a hard time shining that light on themselves. You know, the late Scott Peck, in his book The Road Less Traveled, he said that there were two people he treated when he was a psychologist, two kinds of people. One was a neurotic, and the other was someone who had character disorders. He said the neurotic always blamed themselves, and the people with character disorders never blamed themselves. It was always somebody else's fault. He said, I could almost always help the neurotic, and I could never help the character flawed.
Absolutely agree.
Because they would not shine the light on themselves.
Yeah, when I read that book many years ago, it was literally like shining a light on me.
Oh, yeah.
It was such an eye-opener that I still, to this day, I actually go back and read that book every now and again. And one of the things I came up with relatively recently is that physical scars make for tougher skin, emotional scars make for tougher minds. Mm-hmm. It's not a necessarily bad thing. Let's get over it and move on.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing is make, you know, one of the things I used to do, it was kind of interesting. I'd never heard anybody else say this before, but I used to be mad at my business. Why isn't my business doing better? And all of a sudden, then one day I realized, wait a minute, it's not my business's fault that its owner was undercapitalized.
What a revelation, Jim! What a revelation!
Yeah. When I learned that, you know, that helped me at golf too. Because then I said, you know what? I've got good clubs. They're just better than their owner, right?
Nothing wrong with that. That's the case for most of us, believe it or not.
Right. So folks, this is very important. If the only thing more expensive than a mistake that you make is one that you make that you don't get any benefit from.
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely. And, you know, in step four, what we talk about there is really deciding whether you would change anything. And that may sound a little bit curious or counterintuitive. Yeah, of course I want to change something. Things went wrong. But that's not necessarily true. One salient example would be penicillin. Penicillin is widely regarded in the medical profession and outside as the wonder drug. It's the most profound, important drug that we've ever discovered. Yep. And that was discovered by a mistake. Mm-hmm. Dr. Alexander Fleming was, you know, he was actually on vacation. He was growing some mold. And he found when he came back that the mold wasn't growing as proficiently as he expected it to. He then discovered on the actual petri dish something called Penicillium notatum, which is what penicillin is made from, right? And so, you know, to cut to the chase, he received a knighthood for his discovery, and the rest is history.
Right.
Viagra is another mistake.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Lennox Cornwall, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back when we come back. More things to think about when you make mistakes and how to recover.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.